online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The parents of a baby who was found to have suffered extensive injuries after he died of pneumonia and sepsis have been found guilty of causing or allowing physical harm to a child at their Tunbridge home. Nicola's got the details for KM FM.
Bailey Smythe Osborne was only 19 days old when he was found unresponsive in his Moses basket in December 2016. Experts later found he'd suffered a fractured leg and bruising, although that didn't cause his death. Marina Smythe, who's 21 and now from Oxford Gardens in Maidstone, and 22-year-old Michael Osborne from Bybrook Road in Kennington are due to be sentenced this afternoon.
KM FM News.
79 people are now known to have died as a result of huge wildfires in Greece. Dozens are in hospital and it's feared many more are missing. Sky's Mark Stone is in one of the areas worst affected by the flames. Marty.
There was an assumption then that they wouldn't cross the big main road. They never have done before, and so some locals would have thought it would have been okay. This is a place occupied mostly by tourists, but elderly people live here as well. They wouldn't necessarily have been hit by the flames, but the smoke inhalation.
A man who put a cloth soaked in ammonia over the face of a vulnerable woman during a robbery in Dover has been jailed for 10 years. She was taken to hospital with burns and bruising after being attacked by Shane Hughes in the kitchen of a property last December. The 26-year-old, who doesn't have a permanent address and was known to the victim, also punched her in the face and stole the rings she was wearing. A man and woman are being held over the death of a baby found in Woodlands in Greater Manchester. The little girl, who had a congenital defect, was discovered in Haywood in April this year. A letter has been taken to the Department for Transport by campaigners who fear their daily commute from Kent could take up to 40 minutes longer in future. More than 2,000 people have signed a petition against planned changes to high-speed services from Maidstone West to St Pancras. Jackie Reynolds is worried about how it'll affect her family.
To be honest, it probably puts into question whether both of us can carry on, you know, with the jobs that we've got at the moment. It could potentially have a really big impact on the family. And I feel quite strongly that a lot of people like us have actually decided to live in Maidstone on the strength of this line being available.
Paul Harper is a Labour councillor for nearby Fant.
It would just be utterly criminal for us to lose this service to Maidstone. So many people have moved here because of the train service. And if it goes, I suspect it's going to cause a major disruption to a lot of people's lives, and probably quite a few people will move out of the town.
KMFM. KMFM News.
Firefighters have finally left the scene of a large fire at a recycling plant near Ashford. Around 1,000 tonnes of rubbish, including a huge pile of mattresses, caught to light at the site in Smarden on Sunday. An investigation into how it started is due to get underway later. In our poll at kentonline.co.uk, 42% of you said a refugee walk to Kent school on the hottest day of the year should have been cancelled. St Gregory's Catholic in Margate is defending the event on Monday, which had children walking five times around a field to show solidarity to migrants, saying water and hats were provided. 33% of people who voted thought it was okay because it was optional, while a quarter said the school was absolutely right to run it. And EU judges have told Nestle it can't own the design of Kit Kat's four fingers. The European Court of Justice has also told intellectual property office officials to reconsider whether its shape can be considered an EU trademark.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Hockey, and England could do with a win at the Women's World Cup tonight. They're taking on the USA in their second Pool B match in London after only scraping a 1-1 draw with India in their opening match at the weekend. Stephen Miner-Jones is head of hockey at Marden Hockey Club.
India had scored in the first quarter. And I believe it came to the last quarter where England had scored. And I think that was actually a big shot, not just for England, but for England fans to see them struggle at this level.
Kent players Grace Balston, Ellie Watton and Susanna Townsend are all playing for England at the tournament. It gets underway at 8. And in motorsport, Shane Burns' victory from a broken neck following a crash has taken a big step forward. His so-called halo, which was attached to his head, has been removed, and he'll wear a neck brace until the end of August before potentially starting physio. The defending British Superbike champion from the Isle of Sheppey was seriously injured 2 months ago. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.